Michigan already has 24 tribal casinos and 3 privately owned casinos in Detroit. Emily Gerken-Palsrak is with Citizens for Michigan Jobs. She says there is room for more casinos, which would bring more jobs and tax revenue.
Our signature collection's gone very well. We've had a very positive response. We're going to have well more than the $322,000, which was the minimum requirement that we'll need, and we're kind of wrapping up our process in the next couple weeks.
The amendment is opposed by the existing casino operators. A spokesman for the Vote No campaign says people should not be allowed to buy a business opportunity by amending the state constitution. So far, campaigns to reverse Michigan's emergency manager law and to preempt a right-to-work law are the only ones to file petitions to qualify for the ballot. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing.